You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby, are you ready to do it to it, kung fu it, and get down to it? I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader, welcoming you to the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, or the soul that came before rock and roll, a solid hour of the building blocks of rock and roll, and a very special show this week as we feature another record label that had a lot to do with the great rhythm and blues of the late 1940s and early 1950s. One of those little independent record labels that could. Swing Time Records. This program is kind of a continuation of the program I did on Downbeat Records, Jack Lauderdale's first foray into the record business. That label, Downbeat, was started in mid-1947, but by October of 1949, Lauderdale was in some hot water with the jazz magazine, Downbeat, so he was forced to change the name of the label. Kind of at a loss, he first changed the name from Downbeat to Swing, keeping the label design the same. But the label looked a little funny and uneven because it just said Swing on the left-hand top side of the label with nothing on the top right-hand side. So after a few releases on Swing Records, he decided to add another word to that top right-hand corner, calling it Swing Beat. Swing Beat it would remain for a few months until by March of 1950, he decided on Swing Time Records, keeping the script and design the same as Downbeat. As I mentioned in the Downbeat program, Jack Lauderdale, who was originally from Texas but set up shop in Los Angeles, had made a habit of buying up small labels that were going out of business. This way, he didn't have to pay for recording costs. All he had to do was take those masters and press them up and get them distributed. It was a cheaper way of flooding the market with great rhythm and blues, blues, and gospel music. But with Downbeat Records, he did sign some artists of his own, and those carried over into Swing Time. Most notably, Lowell Folsom, Pete Johnson, Big Joe Turner, Lloyd Glenn, and Ray Charles, who began his career on Downbeat Records under the group name The Maxon Trio. Downbeat Records had two significant hit records of their own. Ray Charles as part of the Maxon Trio with Confession Blues, which went to number two in 1949, and Lowell Folsom and his trio with Come Back Baby, also in 49, a tune that topped out at number 13. On his newly minted Swing Time label, Lauderdale would continue to have hits with Ray Charles, Lowell Folsom, Lloyd Glenn, Joe Turner, and more. But as a programming note, something I wanted to mention is that there's a handful of Swing Time records that I won't be playing on this week's program because they were simply reissues of labels that Lauderdale had purchased, like Supreme Records, Exclusive Records, Excelsior Records. For example, Ain't Nobody's Business was a huge hit for Jimmy Witherspoon on Supreme Records in 1949. It went to number one. Well, Lauderdale reissued it on Swing Time, but we won't be playing it because it originated on Supreme. Unfortunately, we won't be hearing Percy Mayfield's early records either, because though Lauderdale released them on Swing Time, they were originally issued on Supreme. Lauderdale had also purchased Charles Brown's early catalog, as well as Johnny Moore's Three Blazers off Leon Renee's Exclusive label. Buying up these independent labels was a good business decision because these records were already well known. He put them back out in the marketplace and they would sell. As the researcher, writer, and producer of this program, something else that's kind of confusing when researching Swing Time Records is Lauderdale's numbering system. He basically reissued all the Downbeat records on Swing Time. And at times it makes it very difficult to figure out what was a Swing Time record and what was originally a Downbeat record. But baby, I did the dirty work so you don't have to. Enough of the nuts and bolts, let's get into the music and begin this week's program with a Jimmy Witherspoon record recorded for Swing Records and released in October of 1949, just as Lauderdale was changing the name from Downbeat to Swing. Witherspoon was, of course, a great artist to have on the label because, as I mentioned, he had already had a number one hit for Supreme Records. So why not release as many Jimmy Witherspoon records as you can? Kicking off this week's Juke in the Back on Swing Time Records, here's Jimmy Witherspoon with The New Look.
Thank you.
the great and highly underrated Lloyd Glenn, who had already made some records for the RPM and Imperial labels in 1947. This one, Levee Blues, was recorded in December of 1949 for Jack Lauderdale's Swing Records. Oh, did you hear that cool guitar sound on that record? That's Gene Phillips playing guitar. If you remember from the Downbeat show, Jay McShann's band was basically the Downbeat Records house band. Well, now that Lloyd Glenn was on the label and Jay McShann was gone, Lloyd Glenn's group became the house band. And Lloyd Glenn was the A&R man for Swing and Swing Time Records. So he did a lot behind the scenes. But in 1951, Lloyd Glenn would have a number one rhythm and blues record. And we'll get to that shortly, cats and kittens, on this, an entire Juke in the Back program dedicated to Swing Time Records. Up next, Pete Johnson, who had been recording with Big Joe Turner since 1938, one of the kings of boogie-woogie piano, had a handful of releases on Downbeat Records. And when Lauderdale changed the name, he stuck with the label. Here's another fantastic instrumental featuring Pete Johnson at the 88s and Maxwell Davis on tenor sax. It's Rocket Boogie 88 on the Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll.
She's got a license for flying, and she's always on the go. She's got a light in the blind and she's always on the go. Boy, she does her loving by remote control. She's got a double fuselage built up like a P-38. She's got a double fuselage and she's built like a P-38. She'll bring you in on time. Boy, she's devil late. She's a lithe and blind mama, and she's got eyes like radar. Sometimes she reels and rocks, she rides like a Cadillac car. Sometimes it's smooth sailing, then it's mighty tough. Sometimes it's smooth sailing, and then it's mighty tough. Hold on, Daddy. Don't have your mama too rough. Well, hold on, baby. We're going into a power dive. Take it easy, Daddy. We're going into a power dive. If I don't see you no more, I'll meet you on the other side.
Joe Turner's orchestra with Pete Johnson at the piano, or so the label reads, with Radar Blues. Issued on Swingtime Records, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, in 1950. And not only is Pete Johnson at the 88s, but Art Farmer is on trumpet. Art, of course, would go on to become a legend with Benny Golson in the Jazz Tet during the early 1960s. But back then, like a lot of jazz cats, he was a session musician. Okay, baby, this one's a big one. Every Day I Have the Blues, the origins of which go back to Pine Top Sparks, who recorded the song in the mid-1930s. But it was basically a different song. Then in 1949, Memphis Slim reworked the tune and renamed it Nobody Loves Me. And that's the version of Every Day I Have the Blues that we know to this day. It was issued as the B-side to Angel Child. And as soon as the Blues Cats heard it, more and more began to sing it. But it was Lloyd Glenn in 1950 who took the Memphis Slim arrangement of the song, but changed the title back to Pine Top Sparks' original, Every Day I Have the Blues. And it's that reworking that made it a blues standard. When it was issued on Swingtime Records, it came out as by Lowell Folsom's Combo featuring Lloyd Glenn. And in May of 1950, it hit number 3 on the rhythm and blues lists. A few years later, Big Joe Williams would cut his first version of it. B.B. King would record a legendary version of it. But here is the first fully realized version of Every Day I Have the Blues. Lowell Folsom, backed up by Lloyd Glenn on the Juke in the Back.
When you see me worrying, baby, my promise you I hate to lose. Nobody love me. Nobody seem to care. Nobody love me. Nobody seem to care. Speaking of bad love people, well, you know I've had my share. I'm gonna pack my suitcase, moving on down the line. I'm gonna pack my suitcase, yes, and I'm moving on down the line. You know it ain't nobody worrying, baby, ain't nobody crying.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Rosemarie Giannotto. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
This is Bobby the Bobcat. You're listening to Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Da 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 da.
On the Juke in the Back with the biggest hit of his career, Blue Shadows, written by pianist Lloyd Glenn. And along with Glenn at the 88s, we have Earl Brown on alto sax, Billy Hadnott on bass, and Bob Harvey on the tubs.
That song was issued in August of 1950, and by October 28th, it was number one in the land, where it remained for 4 weeks. And man, at this particular time, you just could not stop the combination of Lowell Fulson and Lloyd Glenn on Swing Time Records, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back. They return with Old Time Shuffle Blues, and the label reads, Lloyd Glenn with the Fulson Unit. This was an instrumental, but on the flip side was Sinner's Prayer with Lowell Fulson on vocals. And Sinner's Prayer would be recorded by Ray Charles a couple of years later for Atlantic. But right now, let's hear this big number three rhythm and blues record from November of 1950. Here's Old Time Shuffle Blues.
Let me hold your hand until I make you understand. Oh, baby, let me hold your hand. I really believe everything would sure be grand. Baby, I want you by my side. Our love we could never hide. Oh, baby. Baby, I want you by my side. Well, you know, pretty baby, our love we would never hide.
Recorded in late November of 1950, the Ray Charles Trio. Yes, gone was the Maxon Trio. Now, Ray was playing with guitarist Oscar Moore of Nat King Cole's group, along with Johnny Miller on bass. Baby Let Me Hold Your Hand entered the charts in February of 1951, and it rose to number 5 nationally, Ray Charles' second national hit, after Confession Blues in 49. Baby Let Me Hold Your Hand is the record that caught Ahmet Erdogan's ear and convinced him to offer Ray Charles a contract. Ray would have one more charting record on Swing Time before moving over to Atlantic Records. Up next, Swing Time is back on top of the R&B charts with, well, you guessed it, Lloyd Glenn. Chickaboo entered the chart in March of 1951 and hit number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues Jukebox chart on June 9th. It remained there for 2 weeks. Here's Lloyd Glenn with the smash, Chickaboo.
Thank you. did right. And I had a talk with a little girl last night. When I told her my story, I was ashamed to admit it. She's the man you should be down in Oklahoma City. So I look out Oklahoma, you may be my next stop. I heard you had good rockin', and that's what I'm looking for. Then I met another little girl, and she was very funny. When I told her my story, she says, you got any money? She said, around my home, you get loving free. And that's down in Texas, where you should be. So look out, Houston, Texas, you may be my next stop. I heard you had good rocking, and that's what I'm looking for. And we took a little stroll. She said, I believe you need rocking from the story you told. She said, around my hometown, while the grass grow green, they call it Lover's Playland. That's New Orleans. So look out, New Orleans. You may be my next stop. I heard you had good rocking and that's what I'm looking for. I'm going to St. Louis and Chicago and New York City too. I'll stop in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Kentucky when I go through. I'll go by Mississippi while I'm on my run. When I complete my destination, California, here I come. And when I leave them towns, I know it will be crying shame. These women's all have been screaming, well, in there goes that good rocking man.
From Elaine, Arkansas, that's blues shouter extraordinaire Jimmy McCracklin with Rockin' Man. Recorded on the 4th of January, 1951, but not released on Swing Time until December of 51. That record would not chart, and McCracklin wouldn't have a hit record until The Walk from 1958 off Checker Records. Jimmy began recording back in 1945 for the Globe label and waxed many sides for Triton, Downtown, W&W, and Modern Records before ever even ending up on Swing Time. Up next, as we feature Swing Time Records, Ray Charles is back with his final charting record for Swing Time, Kissimmee Baby, recorded in November of 51 in Los Angeles. This was at least Ray's sixth session for Jack Lauderdale, and definitely his last, before moving on to the Sittin' In label. For this final session, Lauderdale hired a bunch of musicians, and Ray Charles actually had a sizable orchestra backing him up. Kissimmee Baby reached number 8 in March of 1952, and it would be his last charting record until It Should Have Been Me for Atlantic in April of 54. Here's Ray Charles and orchestra with Kissimmee Baby.
Well, I wanna be your lover man, so baby, won't you let me hold your hand? Kissimmee Baby all night long. Well, kissimmee Baby all night long. They don't.
you've got. So kiss me, baby, all night long.
Well, kiss me, baby,
all night long.
Well, baby, love it, love it all the
It's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Swing Time Records, and here's one you don't hear every day. It's by a cat named Clifford Blivens, who began as Big J. McNeely's chauffeur in 1949. Big J. let him sing a vocal on Midnight Dreams, and Blivens ended up recording a couple of sides for the Exclusive label. Then somehow he ended up on Swing Time for one session, but the cat never had a hit and disappeared from the scene. Korea Blues was recorded on August 20th of 1950 and released in November on Swing Time. It's this week's Great 78, Clifford Blivens with Korea Blues.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
are doing fine. All the while I'm talking, I can hardly keep from crying. You know, pretty mama, yes, I've tried to be your friend. Though I'll always love you, baby, goodbye, this is the end.
You better put that woman down, Playboy Thomas, because this is the end of the road. That song clocks in at 3 minutes and 35 seconds, which is pretty long for a single back in 1953. It was recorded in Detroit and released towards the end of 53. Playboy Thomas is actually Alex Thomas, and he wrote that tune as well. Now, it really was the end of the road for Swing Time Records, but before the label went out of business, all of a sudden Jack Lauderdale discovered vocal group music. Before Playboy Thomas, we heard the Musketeers, spelled wrong on the record label, with Love Me Till Your Dying Day. Woo, mercy! Things weren't going so good for Jack Lauderdale, and that's basically because he didn't have that many new acts. Sure, Lauderdale had Lowell Folsom, Lloyd Glenn, and even Ray Charles. But the thing is, in 1953, they all left. Also, Franklin Court, Lauderdale's longtime business partner, left the label in 1954 and started working as sales manager for John Dolphin's Recorded in Hollywood label. Seeing that things weren't going to get brighter for him and his Swing Time label, Jack Lauderdale got out of the record business completely, and he entered the hotel business, where he stayed for the rest of his life. One of the hotels that Jack Lauderdale operated was the LaDale Hotel on Central Avenue in Los Angeles. That hotel appeared in the Green Book and was a refuge for African Americans looking for lodging in the Los Angeles area. Things weren't so bad for Jack Lauderdale because at the end of Swing Time, he sold off the biggest sellers to Hollywood Records. I think we should remember Jack Lauderdale fondly, as Ray Charles never had a bad word to say about him. And it's too bad that Jack didn't develop more of a taste for vocal group music, because one of the last records issued on Swing Time was by the Hollywood Flames. They formed as teenagers back in 1949, and they recorded under several different names. But their one release on Swing Time was the first time that they recorded under the name The Hollywood Flames. Gaynell Hodge is singing lead on this, not Bobby Bird. This record, I Know, was issued at the end of 1953 and then reissued on the Lucky label in 1954 after John Dolphin bought the masters from Jack Lauderdale as Swing Time was closing down. So now it's time for us to close down here at Rosie's Juke Joint and the Juke in the Back. Here's a fantabulous vocal group record to take us on home. The Hollywood Flames with I Know. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye.
I know I'll never, ever let you go, because I know I love you so. That's why I'll never let you go. You're my
God.
I know I love you so. that's why I'll never let you go. While my heart was crying, where are you? Darling, and I could do nothing but pray.
Run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.